This morning's reading is taken from John chapter 13, beginning at verse 31 to 38. And if you're using a church Bible, you'll find that on page 1082. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Simon Peter asked him, "Lord, where are you going?" Jesus replied, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but you will follow later." Peter asked, "Lord, why can't I follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me? I tell you the truth, before the cock crows, you will disown me three times." And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I'd just like to pray for Tony before he comes up to open God's word up to us. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that faith cometh through hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we ask that you would bless Tony this morning, and just open our hearts, Lord, and our ears to hear your word. We just ask, Lord, that there would be no distractions or worldly thoughts in our minds, that you would really speak to us and just help us to grow more closer and just appreciate the love that you have for us. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Come up and do the talk for me. Thank you, Tom, for reading the word and praying, as I know you like to be up here as much as I do. Right. Sorry. No, the children are staying in. So I try and make it a bit fun as possible. Right, when I was first asked to do this talk, I said yes, but what a fool. And you might think, why be a fool? Firstly, I only had 10 days to prepare, and you think, well, that might be long enough. But you can ask Ruth, at least like a couple of months' notice when I'm doing things like this. So then I thought, all right, so what do I do the talk on? And automatically I thought family, and then God put in, it's family, but it's love. And that was a really strong feeling. And I get a lot of time to think about things when I'm doing Aaron's grass or painting his caravans now. So I have this conversation with God. Is this what you want me to do? And he said, yes. And so I was sure of that. I was scared. I'd say, all right, I'll do that. But it's me, the one that's up the front. And it's like God saying, well, don't you think I'm there with you? Don't you think I'm around you? I was thinking, yeah, you need to be, because I can't do this. So then, like, on Tuesday, I think, right, getting it all together. And I was thinking, yeah, this is gonna go well. And then Ruth goes to me. I say to Ruth, where's Gaius going then to speak? Oh, no, Gaius ain't going anywhere. He's at church. What do you mean? I thought that's why I was here, because Gaius was not talking. But no, she said, Gaius was here. Oh, my word. How do I do it? A professional and an amateur. So, no, please stay, because they might need your help. So I thought, he went to Cambridge and learned Greek. Well, I went to Cambridge. Oh, and this is Greek. And does anyone know? Gaius might know what it says. Does anyone know what it says? Tom, you was on the right lines when you said to me, don't be scared because we are. If you remember what you said. He's got brothers and sisters. Welcome, brothers and sisters. So, I will do the rest. No, I won't do the rest in Greek. So, when I looked at this passage, like if you read all John, like that passage from John 13, you usually come across the bits that are familiar to me, like the disciples washing their feet, and then the betrayal, and then the end bit, Peter denying Jesus. But the verses I want us to look at are 34 and 35. And it's where, like, Jesus says, I'll give you a new commandment. Now, I always thought commandment, if someone told you to go and do it, you just go and do it. But I looked the word up, because just to make sure. And in the dictionary, it said that it's a divine rule, especially if you look at one of the Ten Commandments. So it's of God. And I thought, so that's important. That's a very important thing to know about knowing of God. And then, like, if you look at Exodus, it gives you all these commands and stuff. And, like, you know, tells us that this is what God wants. So then I looked a bit more in Leviticus 19 to 18, and it talks about love again. And it says, love your neighbour as yourself. And then in Deuteronomy, because I was going through thinking about how do I explain love, and like the Old Testament as well was got about it. It says, love God with all your heart and soul and strength. And I thought, how does that get me to hear? And I was, you know, like I said, when I'm doing the leaves, I have time to talk to God, and he's saying, the more you know me, the more you get to know me, the more love you can share, and the more you can do. And that seemed quite simple. Then I thought to myself, so how come some Sundays I want to go in church, instead of hugging someone, I'd rather give them a slap? Well, but why would it... But when you talk to other people, they feel exactly the same as you. Because, I don't know, you've been hurt, you've been annoyed, you know. So you respond in the wrong way, don't you? But then we see again, verse 34, we see the divine word. Jesus speaking to the disciples to love one another as I have loved you. Now, that can be so difficult sometimes to love someone. You know, like, sure, the children, Fen, when you're at school, people annoy you sometimes. And what's the first thing you'd like to do? Yes, exactly. So it's really hard, ain't it? Because if someone's annoyed, I know if someone's annoyed me, I start plotting already. How can I get my vengeance? What can I do to make them feel really bad? Not hit them or something, not usually. But, just think, how can I? And then I think to myself, this ain't love. What's love all about? And then I have to think, go back to Corinthians. If you look in Corinthians 1, 13, verses 4 to 5, it tells us a bit. Patience, kindness, don't envy anyone, don't be arrogant, don't be rude. Do not insist on your own way, you know. Don't be resentful, irritable. But when you're annoyed, all these things, like, this is how you feel. And then I looked at the last part of that, and it says the greatest of these is love. So this is a commandment. Now God's telling me to love people. As you might know, sometimes I do get emotional. And it was really funny though, because I got emotional doing this, and usually I don't. When I was writing this down, I felt tears coming down, thinking, oh God, I'm so useless. I don't do this right. I'm not the right person for the job, you know. You should have someone else, you know, do this job. And anyway, I got through it, done it. And then I turned to tell, I needed a break, because I've been working on this for hours. So I went and turned the telly on, and the rugby was on, and there's all these big, beefy rugby players, and they're all singing their national anthems, tears running down their face. I thought, what's God trying to say? if that can be them, why can't that be me, you know? Why should I feel ashamed to be upset, you know? There's nothing wrong. And I think that's part of our society, ain't it? Especially English people, that we shouldn't show our feelings, you know? So anyway, when I was thinking about love, then I took, like Ruth said, we go into the school, so I asked the children, what do you think about love? And some of them said, oh, I love my animals. I love my friends. Some said sexual love. Other people said, well, I really don't know. You know, and they didn't have a clue, really. One person did say family, which I was really glad about, really, because, like, when we think about it, if I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't stand here with the family that love and cares about. And that's how we should be, loving and care. But sometimes I think we're not good at it. I know I'm not good at it. Like I said, sometimes I feel like, oh, why am I going to church, you know? What's the point, you know? Who cares anyway? You know, who cares about how I'm feeling or whatever, you know? We don't think sometimes, you know? If I went home and said to Tracy, oh, I had a really bad day at church, they commented about my clothes, they commented about this, they said this, that, and she'd go, why'd you go? They don't love you. So it wouldn't just affect me, it'd affect her as well, the way that she thought of the church. Oh, I thought they was meant to love you. I thought they would be your brothers and sisters and that. And they don't. But I'm trying to point a picture of how love. And I'm the world's worst. You know, the Black Eyed Peas have a song. And some people might know it. It's called Where Is the Love? Some of the lyrics are really good. Starts off, people killing, people dying, children hurting, I hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach? Would you turn the other cheek again? Mama, mama, tell us what the hell is going on. Can't we just get along? Father, father, help us. Send us some guidance Send us some guidance from above, because people got me questioning, where is the love? And it is like, if people don't know who Jesus is, if I didn't know who Jesus was, I couldn't be up here doing what I'm doing. I couldn't share this kind of love that I find so difficult sometimes, especially when, Jesus, in 35, Jesus tells us quite clearly in his words, love one another as I have loved you, my disciples. Now, we are disciples of Jesus. We are followers of Jesus, and we should be setting this example, you know. And like I said, I struggle all the time. I really do struggle with love sometimes because of the way I'm feeling. But like I said, if I can only think sometimes and go back to the Corinthians again and think, what is love? Patience, kindness. Come on, Tone, think about it. How does Jesus love you? Imagine if I went to God, well, I can't forgive you because you didn't do this, you did that, and you didn't forgive them. But all the time, God loves me. In my state of messiness and the way I feel, he still loves me. There's no measure of love. And then if you read John 15, 12 to 13, it says again, I'm not saying read it now, but I'll just say a brief description. It says, love one another. No greater love no greater love than to lay down one's life for their friend. And you think, that's what Jesus done. Where did I deserve that? What measure of love did I give him? I think about all the times I let him down, all the time. But he doesn't say to me, Tony, you're the worst person on the earth. He says, I died on the cross for you, Tony, and I love you. You've come and said sorry, I forgot about that. Now you go out there and do what I want you to do. And that's what he wants us to do sometimes. And that's hard, ain't it? If you've hurt someone, what's the hardest thing to do? Go and say sorry, tell someone you love them. How hard is that? It is difficult. We all find that difficult. Like I said, I find that very difficult, you know. So what is God saying? What is he saying? What is Jesus saying to us? If we can't reflect the love that he has that for us, how can we reflect the love to other people? If we don't get this right, how are we going to get anything else right? And that is the greatest thing, is love. How we love one another. And it is hard. And I'm not saying, like I said, I put my hand up and say, you know, I'm one of the world's worst. If someone hurts me, I just think, whoa. But this really made me think. Like I said, I've never really cried when I done a sermon. You know, I've cried up the front. But I've never done it when I'm doing a sermon. I was thinking, oh, my word, what's going on? It's all going wrong. But God said, no, I love you. So then what do? We look at love and think of it in a different way. How we respond to people showing love when we're angry and upset. We need to show a different side. I need to take on the form of Jesus. Jesus, what would you do in this situation? Sometimes you might have to step away for a minute because you're so angry. You lash out, you can destroy someone. But like I said, you don't just destroy them. If I just went home and said I was destroyed at church, it would affect Tracy, my wife. It would affect the way probably Paris. Why do you go to church if this is not, you know, if they don't love you, they don't care about you? We have to take that balance on. And it is difficult. Like I said, I stand here and profess that I'm one of the world's worst, you know, at doing that. So when we think about love again, let's try and look at how God loves us, what Corinthians says, what Jesus says about love. It's a commandment. Love one another. It's not a commandment from me, it's a commandment from God. So what is God saying to you today? I'd just like us to finish with this song, Amazing Love. My Lord, what love is this that pays